Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two guys geek out with beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we are drinking Innocent Gun.
Innocent Gun.
Because I still had some.
And it's delicious beer, so why not?
It is delicious beer. Yeah. Good. So, anyway, if you skipped the last two episodes because you hadn't finished Daredevil yet, you can go back and listen to those, but yes, they are filled with spoilers, and so be aware of all of that.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to talk about Innocent Gun for a second. It is delicious. It is Irish whiskey infused with Scottish stout. It is arguably the greatest things about the United Kingdom.
That's actually true, yes.
No, there are a lot of great things about the United Kingdom, but just Ireland and Scotland I was talking about specifically. But you know what? England is also awesome.
That's
and
true.
The forgotten Wales.
You know, poor Wales.
Wales always gets forgotten.
I know.
But not with an H. Those things never get forgotten.
They're everywhere.
They're really not everywhere.
Captain. There be Wales here.
Grr. There she blows.
Okay, that was... Okay, yes.
Yeah, know what that reminds me of?
What?
Are you ready, kids?
God.
Aye, Captain.
Aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, Captain.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
I wish I did so I would drown right now. No, we're not talking about SpongeBob.
No, we're not. No, but we're talking about TV's greatest theme songs.
Yes.
Arguably, the SpongeBob theme song is one of the best.
Yes. Before we dive into this, I want to give a shout out to our...
Under the Sea, SpongeBob SquarePants.
We want to give a shout out to our listener who suggested this topic.
Give a shout out to my friend Damon, who suggested this topic at a lovely, lovely gathering we had. It was a marvelous idea. I told him so at the time, and I told him we'd get right on it.
And here we are.
And here we are talking
days
about
later.
It. Literally days later.
Yeah. So, just to go show you, if you have topic ideas, we will take them.
We will take them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, there are topics that we might not know anything about the subject, we can't.
But if we can do it, we will. So,
yeah.
So thank you, Damon, for the idea.
Thank you, Damon.
But I'm not thanking him for you making me join you in singing SpongeBob.
You're not a SpongeBob fan?
I don't care about SpongeBob. I didn't grow up watching SpongeBob. I didn't have Nickelodeon, so I didn't really care growing up. I was watching Arthur when everyone else was watching SpongeBob.
That is also a great theme song. Actually.
So I say, hey.
Hey.
What a wonderful kind of day.
Hey.
We can learn to work and play. And get along with each other.
Listen to your heart. Listen to the beat.
Okay, that's too much. That's too much. Too much.
Can I listen to the rhythm as it goes down the street? Okay, that's all I needed. Okay, thanks. TV theme songs have gone through weird transitions, I think, where there are some eras in which there is no theme song.
Well, right now, kind of. A lot of shows don't have a theme song.
Tell me
the
Arrow theme song.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, that's the Arrow theme.
That was good. Okay, what about Flashes?
My name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
Yeah, but that's the, not all shows have big theme songs, but then you have...
Somebody save me. Sorry, I was going to DC.
Ooh, that was... Smallville, one didn't even come into my mind.
Yeah, man. And that's like a song.
That's a song. Yeah, no, it's true.
They used it for 10 years on the show. What were you going to go with? Sorry, I just got to go with DC.
No, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I just when I suggested this topic to you because of Damon, I'm just gonna keep saying his name. I'm gonna plug him as much as possible.
Okay.
I'm probably done now. don't get too excited.
Way to set the false expectation.
Yeah, don't get too excited. My first thought was the Rembrandts, and I'll be there for you. Now, when it comes to theme songs, does the theme song make you love the show more, or does it give you like, does Somebody Save Me make you love Smallville more?
I don't know if I'd put it that way. I don't know if it makes me love Smallville more, but it's another thing by which I remember Smallville. You know what I mean? It's like another memory I have of Smallville. The Rembrandts are another memory I have of Friends. It's like another – like the song to me is almost like my favorite quote from the show. You know, it's like
okay.
This thing – the plane doesn't even have a phalange. Like I have it on the same level as like one of my favorite quote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like another thing I remember about that show. But I wouldn't say it necessarily enhances the show for me.
Okay.
If Friends didn't have such a great theme song, I would still love Friends.
That's true, because the show kind of stands on its own.
Yeah.
Without
– theme song is just a nice to have.
Okay. So if you – we didn't prepare this ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So if you had to – play like the question game, you know, like do you believe in ghosts, yes or no? You know, like
– ooh, okay.
You know, if you had to play that game, could I give you two shows and you give me the better of the theme songs?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, we could try it.
Okay. Warm You Up. Which is better, black or white?
Black.
Do you believe in ghosts? Yes or no?
No.
Which is better, Full House or Friends?
Friends.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah. That was easy. Actually, a great one that I am actually quite a big fan of is Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Boom, 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 boom. You know, Cheers is really good. I'm actually also a fan of Charles in Charge of Our Days and Our Nights. I used to work with a guy named Charles, and it was atrocious how much I sang that song in his presence.
I love
atrocious.
There's a great episode of Scrubs
which, that's why I know the song,
where they had the acapella version.
Yes.
And Scrubs also had a great theme song. I'm no Superman. I can't do this all on my own. No, I'm no Superman. Yeah.
Actually, that's true. They did have a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
What about going older? Like,
okay.
If I was to go, you know,
I love Lucy and she loves me. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. What about, actually,
Dick Van Dyke
show. Actually, Maury Amsterdam wrote words to that song. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not know
that. Let me see if I can remember it. Hold on. So you think that you've got trouble. Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell all that trouble to get lost. Get lost. So hold your head up high and to the sky. And up, but ow, shoot. I don't remember the rest of it, but yeah, he like got bored on set one day or something like that.
Did Dick Van Dyke do that on his acapella album? Or
yes,
like, he did. Oh
yes.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds familiar. Now that I think about it.
If you don't know what we're talking about,
oh man,
Dick Van Dyke has an acapella album.
Yes.
With
what's the band called?
The band
because it's like a pun on his name.
He sang a lot of Disney songs.
Yes, he did.
The Vantastics put on a happy face.
Oh yeah, put on a happy face.
I actually own this album.
Dick Van Dyke and the Vantastics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a acapella group.
Yeah, it's so good. He does the Night Before Christmas on it, and I love Dick Van Dyke so much.
So great.
Did we have a conversation about Dick Van Dyke before on the show?
I know we've talked about having that conversation, but I'm not sure we actually have.
Okay. Well, another time.
We should save that for
another time,
yeah, for
perhaps.
Sure.
Now, what about cartoon themes?
Oh, boy. When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
Ugh. I can sing that whole song. All the supposed shield must yield. For the red and the white and the blue comes through. Oh, shoot. No. No, my brain.
I lose it after that.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who tend to oppose his shield must yield. For the wind and the broke come through. Something true when Captain America throws his mighty shield. Oh, that's a shame.
Also, the Spider-Man theme from like those. Spider-Man. Oh, well, there's like that. There's that one, obviously.
Spider can. Except he can't because he's a man. Spider-Pig.
Does whatever a Spider-Pig does. But I'm also thinking about the one from that
70s show?
I guess 60s or 70s, the one that we both knew, the one episode with the Maltese mouse.
And
then there's no lyrics to it. There's just like the narrator who just says, Spider-Man! And it's the same narration looped over
Spider-Man.
Three times.
Yeah, it's so true. That was a great theme song, actually. I had one in my head. No, this is not a cartoon. This is live action, but it used to be on the Disney sing-along. It was on the Disney sing-along VHS I had growing up.
Okay.
And now I can't remember that. Zorro the fox so cunning and free. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was a Zorro TV show.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't know if you knew. Yeah.
Because he makes the sign of the Z, right?
Yeah. Zorro, he makes the sign of the Z. I used to sing that all the time when I was a kid. I freaking loved that. I loved that show, and I loved that theme song. And it's really bothering me. I can't remember how it's starting right now, but there are too many songs flowing through my mind grapes right now. I'm not really sure. Not really sure where this riverboat ends.
Oh, wow. Since you brought it back to live action, that reminds me of we said Cheers, but it also makes me think of Frasier. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Yeah,
they're calling.
Quite stylish.
I used to know how to play that on the piano.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I still have the sheet music somewhere. I just haven't played it in good lord knows how long. Oh, good lord. Fraser Crane, the one man who could speak as British as possible without actually being British.
That is so true.
Yeah. He is, in fact, an American accent.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
So beautiful. Beautifully spoken. I mean, I always loved... I loved all the music on this. The jazzy...
It's so true.
Yeah.
The jazzy interludes.
Yeah.
The jazz scales.
So great.
What about Seinfeld?
Boom,
yep, there it is.
Boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
It's smart.
Do, 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 do.
It's really smart. Oh, yeah. When he went do, 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 that was The Simpsons at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Do, 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 do. Because that one's, that's hugely.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Danny Elfman. Did you know that?
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know, yeah.
But even then, to more on that, to other cartoons to kind of go off The Simpsons, you also have the Family Guy theme.
Yeah. Which actually, now that I think about it, it kind of reminds me of the Dick Van Dyke theme in some ways.
Laugh and cry. You know, that opening should really tell you a lot about Seth MacFarlane and how much he loves musical theater.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, because it's very chorus liney.
Yes.
And by chorus liney, I mean like the show chorus line. Yeah. It's very Bob Fosse. That's, mm-hmm. Fosse. Anytime I hear Bob Fosse, have you ever seen The Birdcage with Robin Williams? Anytime I hear the word Fosse, I don't actually think of Fosse. I think of Robin Williams doing Fosse.
Yeah.
Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. Madonna. But keep it all inside.
Oh, beautiful.
It is. So if you were to say top five themes, these are mine.
Okay, so Friends is going to be on there. Save Me from Smallville is going to be on there. Cheers will be on there. I mean, I think I've probably said all of them already.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason why I already said them. The Odd Couple. I'm not sure.
No.
But
that's okay.
Yeah.
Are you watching the one on NBC? The new one?
I am not.
I am. It's It's sure. good. It's cute. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's not spectacular.
Yeah. But it's got good ratings, good. From what I understand.
Yeah. Well, it's the odd couple. It's right. really, sometimes it's kind of hard to go wrong with something like that.
I actually ran into, I saw a complete stranger walking through the park the other day, and he was whistling the Odd Couple theme to
That's
himself.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Does the new show keep the same theme?
It's like
music?
A slightly updated version of it, but it's the same song. It's the same song.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just got a different tempo.
Yeah.
Honestly,
okay, sure.
Actually, but it's the same song. I mentioned this person the last episode, so I'm just going to say it out now, and I'm going to say it loud. Shaft. Shaft.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a huge era of television, 50s, 60s, and 70s, maybe, where just the, it was almost every theme song was iconic.
Yeah.
Like, moving on up
to the east side.
And then on top of that, you also had, and then there's Maude, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, and it's All in the Family, which I can't actually remember the theme song. It was Archie and his wife singing at the piano, and I can't remember how it goes now.
Because
I said, so many songs flowing through my brain.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that iconic. Screw it.
That one?
That's the one. Why didn't we do that sooner?
I know.
I thought about it, and I didn't.
Yeah, so yeah. That is a good one. That's a great one. By the way, since you asked.
Oh, yeah.
Full House. So, there you go. Okay. They are talking about making a
reunion
spinoff.
I heard
for
that.
Netflix.
About Kimmy and DJ.
DJ.
Now,
DJ Tanner.
Okay, so you ready for one of the best of all time?
Hit me.
That's an ad. Well, it's an ad for Red Lobster. So there you go.
Well, Red Lobster wants ad space on this show. They can pay for it.
Yeah. First one's free. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Classic. If you don't know what it is, I'll wait till he starts.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Okay. Classic. People still know it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. It's in their raccoon wounds.
It's true.
I mean, so you still haven't given me really your top five.
Because I was not prepared for this conversation.
Clearly you were not.
I was not prepared for top five. I didn't know we were doing lists.
I'm ready for this one.
Oh, man.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, good stuff. Really.
Yeah.
I could keep going, honestly, but I you could go into, like, Superman, look in the sky, it is Superman.
That's true.
You know, and I could do the Batman theme song.
Yeah.
You could keep, I mean.
Actually, just the other day, I was watching MeTV, you know, that channel that shows, like,
old
TV shows. And Adventures of Superman came on, George Reeves.
Yeah.
And I have not watched that show in a few years. I used to own the DVDs. I've seen every episode at least once, many of them more than once. And I have not watched it in probably at least 3 or 4 years, if not more. And it was amazing to me how when that came on, it just came right back. Just dun 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 dun. Boom, look, up in the sky, like the whole thing. I went through the whole spiel, the whole like minute long.
It's amazing what's stored in the back of your brain.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've literally been watching that show since I was 3.
Right.
And then, like, you know, just the whole, and who disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a major metropolitan newspaper. You know, like, the whole thing was still in my head as if it was, like, lyrics to a song.
Mm-hmm.
Just memorized.
That's amazing. But, I mean, that's the sign of a good theme song when you hear, boom, 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 doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. You're like, I gotta go solve some
crimes.
Yeah.
That's some great stuff. Oh, you know what I love? I love the Andy Griffith Show theme.
How does that go? Oh, yeah, right.
Right? Like, that's some good stuff right there.
Yep.
Yeah, love that. Little Opie. Good stuff.
I'm going to do a terrible thing to you.
Uh-oh. That scares me.
Yep. Are you ready for this?
I don't know. Is another ad?
This is the theme song that doesn't ever leave your head, Sanford and Son. It is there forever. It's a bum bum bum. But you said MeTV, which reminded me, of course, of Batman. But actually, you said MeTV, and I actually think of Star Trek, which has a beautiful.
Oh yeah,
it has a beautiful main score.
Yeah,
beautiful main score. I mean, there are a bunch. Arguably. My favorite out of all these, and I mean, I could change this for sure, but you're not a fan, but I am.
Oh, yeah.
This, Game of Thrones, one of the best themes.
Great theme.
Great piece of music.
Yeah.
Argue.
No, it's great, and it actually really does fit the show perfectly.
It did. There's a lot of interesting stories about this theme, actually. They had a hard time writing one for the show because they wanted to try it. They didn't want a big, bombastic, typical, like, medieval, this is a film score, you know? They actually tried to write it with, instruments of the time. Of like what would be that period, minstrelly type instruments, and they were like, it was so boring.
It doesn't work.
There's no bass,
like a lute, and like no bass.
There's no bass sound except for maybe a drum of some kind.
Yeah,
and so, musician came in, the composer, that's it, and they was like, I have this, and they were like, oh, this is brilliant, this is great, this is awesome.
Now, so since we're talking about modern themes, I actually also really like the theme from New Girl, which they're not using anymore. I mean, they're using it, but they're not using the sung version of it anymore. There's an instrumental version which they're not using for everything, but I actually love that.
I don't even
know
what it sounds like.
It's just like a fun, silly theme.
Oh, Zooey Deschanel sings it herself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, why aren't they using it anymore? It's great.
I think it's because she's still the main character.
Yeah.
But it's more of like an ensemble thing now than it kind of was meant to be from the start.
Okay.
So they made an instrumental version, so it's not like it's Jess. Like, it's not all about Jess. It's about the whole ensemble now.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of ensemble pieces.
Oh, yeah.
It's 30 Rock.
Live show. It's 30 Rock live show.
Live show. Live show.
Uh-oh.
Live show.
Uh-oh.
Live show.
He's just going to say it again and again,
folks. Live show. Live show. Live show. Derm is an ad. Live show. Live show.
Well, while you're doing that, another great.
It's too late. I got it.
Yes. I knew. I was hoping you were going there.
Yeah. It would be really funny if I wasn't going there.
It was
like CNN's opening night, news night.
This is CNN.
This is CNN, otherwise known as SNL.
Yeah. Other combinations of letters.
I think, the thing with the main theme is, I think the important part about it is remembering it on your own, which is hard for us because we're trying to talk about so many all at the same time. But if you could sing it on your own without like looking it up, that makes a good theme song. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, yeah, SNL's is recognizable, but can't really hum it on your own.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that's less of a song and more of like when it's a when I think song, I think like word, like lyrics.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. That's also true.
But like, so have you watched the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix?
Yeah. It's so good.
So good. Right.
It's so good. We can talk about that. At a good point.
Great theme song too. It's a miracle.
Go. Unbreakable.
Yeah.
I get better treated as a werewolf than as a black man.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm perfectly normal.
I've had everything normal happen to me.
That was a line in the first episode that I was like, this show is going to be great.
It's Tina Fey. How could it be? And, so and Ellie Kemper is brilliant. Yeah. So that's another great one. Since, you know, we haven't given a lot of service to cartoons, and I feel like, I mean, Looney Tunes.
No, it's a classic.
Is it really a TV show? Like, it wasn't originally, but it became one.
Yeah, but this theme song, if people know the song, from then the, arguably, yeah.
More from TV than from anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, if, I mean.
Also.
Yeah.
Another show they're talking about bringing back.
They're talking about bringing back the Muppets?
They're talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of falling out. That's where they were big, was TV.
Exactly. I mean, they obviously made their movies and everything, but yeah, I mean, they I think are maybe best known from TV. So it'll be exciting if they do bring it back.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It'll
probably be a different format. I can't see them really doing variety show nowadays. Not, at least not in the same way. It doesn't really play anymore.
No, I agree.
Not unless it's like America's Got Talent. That's like a contest.
We could watch a Muppet contest show.
That'd be kind of interesting, actually.
Yeah. I just passed a thing that said Care Bears, which I don't remember the theme song, but I just watched last week with John Oliver.
Oh.
I just watched this past week's, but he was like, you can't just add a nice word in front of a bad word and make it okay. Like, Care Bears, they're still bears.
I haven't watched
They're
that
going
yet.
To kill you. It's in their blood. Like,
I love John Oliver.
Yeah, me too. But the picture's like vampiric Care Bears with like blood dripping off their face.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
So, so good.
Spoilers for last week tonight.
Oh, it's the news. It's the news. Get over it. I mean, maybe we should call it there because eventually we're just going to get to the place where we're just looking up songs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're like, oh, yeah, I'll show you another good song.
Here's another one. I know this one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally remember this one. Yeah. I mean, we didn't mention two, which I had in my brain early. Three, four. No, seven. I have seven.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
Just kidding. No, I...
Three, Sia. Three!
Yeah. Good.
Thanks.
Good. No, we didn't mention I Dream of Jeannie. And then we didn't mention Bewitched, which I'm having a hard time placing in my brain because I always used to get that one in the I Dream of Jeannie one mixed up.
Okay.
But really, at the end of it, it all comes down to just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful trip that started from this rocky port aboard this tiny ship. Gilligan's Island, man.
A three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
Oh, those poor people.
Oh, man. Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've definitely moved out of the age of maybe memorable TV themes.
It's more like a sting, you know, like Arrow or like Flash, just like a quick hit, a quick sting.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe not for everything, because Big Bang Theory has...
right.
You know,
no, not for everything. I mean, we just did a bunch that are, you know, New Girl, Kimmy Schmidt.
New, but it's a lot of stings. Lost was big on like the hit, boom, here's the sting.
Yeah.
You know, but we're out of the age of like 90s, like intros where everyone turns and smiles at the camera.
Yeah.
There's too many cooks.
Yeah, too many cooks.
Yeah.
Too many cooks.
If you haven't watched Too Many Cooks online, do yourself a favor and go and watch it.
In fact, we're going to stop right now so you can go watch Too Many Cooks.
Yeah. Great idea.
It's that good.
It is that good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can find us on the Twitter at Beer with Geeks. You can find us on the Facebook at facebook.com/beerwithgeeks, and you can email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Tell us your favorite TV show theme song, because we definitely left out a bunch. We're gonna press record, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh, Golden Girls."
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch Golden Girls.
Neither did I, but that's fine.
But I mean, we did Wishbone, which we've talked about. You know, there's a lot of good stuff out there that we didn't think of. So send us an email. You know what? Even better yet, rate us on iTunes.
Whoa.
We would love it. You would love it. Everyone in this whole town is going to love it.
So everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
Mm.
Even with a star review would be very helpful. We got to get the word out there, folks, and we do that with reviews.
With your help.
I have been the mayor of podcasts. This is my opponent, Frank, the deputy mayor of podcasts.
That's awkward.
I know. I don't know where this came from. I'm just going to cheer you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.